friends. Welcome back to another episode in the series Overcoming Bullying. Today we're going to be discussing freedom and forgiveness, looking at it from a biblical standpoint while also gathering wisdom from my two wonderful co-hosts. Our key scriptures today is Colossians 3 and 12 through 13, which says, "Since God chose you to be holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must also forgive others." That is our key scripture for today, so let's get to it. I have the honor of introducing my two co-hosts, Jill and Imani. So I'm going to ask you two, starting with you, Jill, your grade, your state, and your favorite food and drink.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Jill. I'm in 11th grade. I live in Tennessee right now, and I really, really love Mexican food, just any type of Mexican food. And I just love a good classic original Coke.
I'm Imani. I'm in 10th grade, and my favorite food, Asian food, sushi. I love it because it's just so simply perfection. Favorite drink, Dr. Pepper. I know, I'm Dr. Pepper girly.
I love that. Sparking some controversy over here.
I know, everyone's like, it's good, trust me. It's like a combination of every drink.
I agree, I really like Dr. Pepper a lot. I'm Lucy, I'm from Tennessee, and my favorite food is essentially any kind of comfort food. I'm very into Cracker Barrel these days, so that's like the Southern home cooked sort of. Yeah, and then I would say my favorite drink is coffee. Yeah, so these are our hosts for the day. They're awesome. Our topic for today is on forgiveness, and this can be a bit of a harder topic for some people. So if you're watching and this is something that you struggle with, that you have some deep wounds in your life, we just want you to be encouraged and uplifted and just know that there's healing and there's the ability to move forward. You have the ability to heal. You have the ability to forgive and to move forward. So let's jump right in. First, I want to ask you guys, have you ever asked for forgiveness? Obviously, we're human. We've all fallen short. We've all messed up. We've all hurt other people. So is there a specific situation that you would use as an example of where you've asked for forgiveness? And how was that received? Jill, let's start with you.
I'm really grateful for my family. But when you live with someone, like, all the time, they see more of you than anybody else. And so there's more opportunity for you to butt heads. So there's definitely been times when I've gotten snippy. I'm not a morning person. So especially in the morning, I can tend to be a little bit snippy. But thankfully, I've learned how to better ask for forgiveness, to try to bring that up quickly so that it's not just, like, marinating in like, was that really a bad thing? Like, yeah, it was. To be like, listen, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Will you please forgive me? And thankfully, I have a great family, and you're very receptive of that. So I'm very grateful.
Imani.
Yes, definitely. I've had to ask for forgiveness a lot. I guess I said I'm a smart mouth, you know. I like to talk. I like to, you know, I have a big family, and in fact, when you come from a big family, especially an ethnic family, you're definitely going to, like, you know, you're going to converse, you're going to be a little loud and stuff like that. With me, I'm just like to talk a lot and, you know, talk smack. And I've definitely had to ask for forgiveness from, like, my family, my friends, you know, because I just don't realize sometimes what I say can be offensive. So it's like I've had to ask, especially the morning thing. Do not wake me up in the morning. I'm not a nice person. Like, I might be nice right now, but, like, I would be like, get out of my face. Like,
for real,
I've had,
for
like my sister wake me up, my brother, and I will literally, like, throw pillows at them. I'm like, please stop.
No.
Like, I'm not a morning person. And, you know, so I've always had to ask forgiveness, especially in that. Mm. Or even just, like, things, you know, they see the most of your flaws, I guess, you know, we have to work on. So I've definitely have to ask for forgiveness.
Ugh. Asking for forgiveness, guys, it can be really hard. It's a really big topic, and I'm very grateful we get to cover just some aspects of it today. But asking for forgiveness, it really is a vulnerable thing. It requires us to put down our guards, to put down our pride, and to admit that we've done something wrong or unkind that we mm-hmm. shouldn't have, and it can be a really hard thing. So it's great to hear from you too on your thoughts on that. And also, I love how real the two of you are, that you're not afraid to jump into the like messy, the everything like that. So that's amazing. Yeah, so on the flip side of that, have you ever had to forgive someone? Because we've talked about asking for forgiveness. Now let's talk about forgiving someone else. Let's start there. So what are you guys' thoughts on forgiving other people?
It's really important. I've definitely had to forgive people in the past, and it's really hard. I am not going to lie. I struggle with forgiveness because, I don't know, I have a really strong sense of like justice, and so when people like yeah. don't do what's right, I'm like, that is a problem, especially when people don't see that they're doing something wrong or they don't care. Like, that really bothers me.
I hate you.
This is a problem. But so forgiving someone is something that is hard for me, but I mean, thankfully God has like helped me grow in that, and remembering that, you know, I have had to ask for forgiveness just as many times as I have to forgive people. So I try to put that into perspective to remember. I'm not the only one who's, you know, mm-hmm. doing that.
Yeah, I mean, we all mess up, we all make mistakes, we've all fallen short. So sure. we've all had to both ask for forgiveness and forgive others. Mm-hmm. Imani, what are your thoughts on forgiving others?
I can have a hard time too, I say. You know, I think, like you said, sense of justice, or for me, it's like, oh, like, they would do, like, if they do something and I forgive them yeah. and then do it again. That, like, that can make me really mad. So it's like, I have to realize that I've probably done just as messed up or yeah. just as things, you know, that they've done, and to realize that it could even be small things that I'd be, you know, petty about. And it's like, once you realize that literally Jesus forgave people who got him killed, that yeah. like that, you know, that he had slashes on his back, like he yeah. you know, he went through so much, carried his own cross, mm-hmm. and you realize that, and it's like, wow, I can forgive someone for eating my cookie. Like, I can forgive someone for like not doing something right, because we don't realize, you know, how, you know, we take things sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's like, he forgave us for the most painful, like having, like, if you realize how painful it is, how he died,
yes.
like, he literally had nails go through his skin. And you think about that, I'd be crying when I get a little, like, you know, little thing on your finger.
Yes.
I'd be like, you know, I couldn't imagine just that type of pain yeah. of having to carry your own cross and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, once you realize how, you know, much he had to forgive, it almost became like, well, I can forgive for the little things, or even
yeah.
the big things to me, because he forgave us for every single one of our
yeah.
sins.
I love that, because that really does put it into perspective and ties back to our Colossians verse, because it says that make allowances for each other's faults, forgive anyone who's wronged you, and to remember that the Lord forgave us, so we must forgive others. I love that you zoomed out on that, because if we think about it, like, the creator of the universe, he created us perfect. He created us, he gave us the setup for a perfect life. And think about it. Think about the choice that Adam and Eve made that led to where we are now in the world. It was one choice, but it changed the course of time and history.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Like, the creator of the universe gave us everything we need to thrive, and we chose to do the opposite. And yet he doesn't hold it against us. He does not shame us. He actually created a way for us to not have to deal with that kind of shame. He literally forgave everything. Because at the end of the day, any wrong we do towards each other, any offense that we cultivate between ourselves, we're actually cultivating it between us and God
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. It's not just when we talk back to, like, a parent, for example, when we're younger, and we talk back to a parent, we're not just disrespecting our parent. We're actually disrespecting the Lord, who told mm-hmm. us to respect, to honor, to obey our parents.
Mm-hmm.
When we're choosing to not love others, we're not just wronging them, we're wronging the God who said to love others. We're breaking his commandments. And it's not like he's some mean God up there who wants to force us to forgive. It's not out of a place of rules. It's actually out of a place of love.
Mm.
We actually grieve his heart. We have the ability, as human beings, we actually have the ability to grieve the heart of God
mm-hmm.
whenever we do wrong against each other. And that includes holding unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. When we hold unforgiveness, we're actually hurting the heart of God, because he loves us and he wants so much better for us than for us to be suffering and for others to be suffering and for there to be brokenness and chaos. He wants to bind it up and make it whole. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what forgiveness is. And Julie, you brought up this good point one time, the difference between forgiveness and restoration. Would you mind elaborating on that for us?
Yeah, sure, for sure. I think it's something that I've learned recently, and it's just been really important for me to understand the relationships between people and just like what is entailed there. So forgiveness means that there was a wrong done, right? And you are basically forbidding that payment, right? Yeah. You were saying, I am not going to act on revenge against you, right? So that's a one-way thing, right? You can do that with someone you're never gonna see again. You can say, you know, I forgive you. You don't have to hear I'm sorry from them, which is something that I don't know if I thought about previously before I heard about this topic. But then restoration is where you get to build back this trust with someone.
Yeah.
In a healthy relationship, you both say you're sorry, you both recognize the wrongs, and you try to rebuild that, and there's a restorative attitude towards that. And we see that example in Jesus, right? His whole story, I mean, God's whole story was to restore his people to himself. And obviously, we were not making good on that promise, so he decided to take both sides of that. He said, I'm going to come down because you can't do it.
So good.
And I'm going to, you know, be human, and I'm going to take that punishment. So now we can receive full restoration with God through Jesus. So I just think that's a something important to think through and discuss, yeah.
I love that. Imani, do you have anything you want to add to that at all?
Just took all the words.
It's totally cool.
I just feel like everything you said was like, you know, it's like, because restoration is like, I think there's so many times that, you know, I forgave someone but never fully, like, never really wanted to have a friendship with them again or never really wanted to talk to them again. It was like, oh, I know you did now, and like, I forgive you, but I'm not going to let you back where you were.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's hard to you know, try to restore a relationship with someone because it's almost like you have this, like, thing blocking you because you know what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to trust God that, like, you know, like we said, people can change, you know, it's a mindset and all those things.
For sure.
And so, you know, maybe if they did do wrong and say that, you can restore the relationship, but maybe just have, you know, just know what they can be capable of, you know, stuff like that. I feel like but it's always good to restore a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want to actually take a pause there and talk about that too, forgiveness and restoration, because like we've said, forgiveness is choosing to let go and choosing to not hold it against somebody. It's almost letting. By forgiving someone, you free yourself from unforgiveness. But you're also saying, I'm actually not going to hold this against you anymore. This is not counted. I don't count this against you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas restoration is just that. It's putting something back together. It's healing. It's rebuilding.
Mending, yeah.
Mending. That's a really good word. And I want to camp on that for a second because there are definitely times in some people's lives, I can say I've definitely had them, where we need forgiveness. Forgiveness is a must. Forgiveness is, I want to say a must. God's never going to force us. He's never going to coerce us, but he wants to guide us through that, and he wants us to forgive. But there are going to be times when restoration is actually not always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to delve into that for a minute because I know that's a bit of a heavier topic because there are going to be times when there are going to be people who've had things done to them or things, certain relationships that are irreparable.
Mm-hmm.
And they should stay irreparable. I'll give you an example. If someone's in a toxic relationship with somebody and that person has been physically, mentally, sexually abusive towards them, or if you've been abused in any kind of way, as hard as it is, forgiveness is something that the Lord will walk you through, but restoration is not needed.
Mm-hmm.
In that situation, you don't deserve to be treated that way. That is not something you need to build back. You don't need to build back that relationship with someone. Forgive and let them go. you let yourself go, but restoration is not always necessary. And I want to say that because I know there are some people out there who you've probably walked through something where someone has done damage to you that is so deep, wounds so deep. But I want you to know, I want you to feel free from the obligation to restore every single relationship mm-hmm. or every single offense. Because if you've been in a situation where someone has done some kind of damage to you in a way that really has altered your life, you are under no obligation to restore the relationship. That is between you and the Lord. And so just feel free from that. Just lift that burden of feeling like you have to restore every relationship. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, forgiveness is a must. Forgiveness is something that the Lord will guide you through. But restoration in those kind of situations, in toxic or abusive situations, restoration is not necessary. It's not. That's between mm-hmm. you and God, and He will show you. He will guide you through what's necessary and what's not. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick, because yeah, I feel like that's a really heavy, important topic to touch on.
Yeah, I love that.
So to kind of backtrack a little, have either of you ever had a situation where someone told you to your face that they were not going to forgive you? Anything you want to share? No names, but just situations. Mm. Or someone's made it clear. Like, they've either said it to your face, or they made it very clear that they're not going to forgive you.
I don't think there's a real time. I mean, obviously, I think when you're like little kids are like, I'm never going to forgive you.
Well, yeah, but then,
I'm never going to talk to you. Yeah. But, like, I've never had someone actually say to my face, like, I don't forgive you. But I feel like there's definitely been that feeling. And I think it's important. Because sometimes I feel like we, assume that on people, mm-hmm. that and like it's not actually there. But sometimes people genuinely, they don't forgive you, and that's really hard, because you feel the guilt of like, well, I did something that deserves, you know, there's a reason I feel guilty because that was wrong, and you can't take it back. And at that point, you've done all that you can do, right? You know?
Yeah.
But that wall is something that's not going to be crossed. Because, you know, God has forgiven everything, but there's still worldly consequences for that.
Yeah,
and
of course.
As much as I would love to say, like, everything's fine now, it's not. And there are going to be situations, unfortunately, where that restoration that we talked about, like, they've cut that off, and that forgiveness they've even cut off. So it's unfortunate, but it does happen for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's really important to discuss, because that's a little bit of an open-ended one, you know, mm-hmm. where things are kind of left a little undone. And at the end of the day, that's just what it is. We live in a fallen, broken, messy world with natural consequences. Mm-hmm. Imani, do you have anything to say on this topic?
I think no one's really ever said, you know, I don't forgive you, but I've probably definitely been the person to say, I don't forgive you. Or been that person, you know, don't want to forgive that person. And maybe not say it to their face, but just I don't want to say, like, just to say no. Like, you know, that feeling. It's like, I don't want to ever talk to you again. And it's like, it's something that I've had to work on, because I know sometimes I can't be that. I'm not that much of a forgiving person. I kind of have this thing in my mind. It's like, 3 strikes, you're out. You know,
totally.
Because I've seen so many people around me be hurt by people. Yes. I think it almost became a mechanism to like protect myself and be like, if you do something, I'm like, I just don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be around you. And I realized that it's not the most healthy thing for you because people do make mistakes. And people do things that they regret. Like you said, like, there's some things where, like, you know, I did do something wrong. And I know that if it was me, I would want to be forgiven. And I would want to have that, you know, relationship back. But I do want to say, like, when you said, like, some things aren't meant to be, you know, restored. And that is so true. I think that sometimes, you know, people often say, you know, you need to forgive that mm-hmm. person. And you need to, like, you know, you need to work it out. You know, that's what God wants you to do. But sometimes you really can't.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, there's certain traumas and there's certain things that you can't, that it won't ever be, you know, the same as it was. You can't ever have that relationship that you had. And it's okay to, you know, to not feel okay about that.
Yeah.
And, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, you deserve happiness and you deserve all the love that you can get. And if mm-hmm. that person is, you know, is traumatizing you in a way, and that is affecting you in all your life that you can't really restore. You can always forgive, you can always feel that, but you can't restore that relationship. So I feel like, you know, you just have to, it's very much a balance of like everything. But, you know, but if it is something small and it's something that, you know, that you've healed from, you know, maybe it's a friendship, someone who like maybe like talked bad about you. That is something that you can you can forgive, and maybe depending on the person, you know, you can restore if they are healed and, you know, stuff like that. But
for sure,
some things aren't meant to be, you know, restored, and you can be healed from it, and you can, you know, you can forgive them, but don't feel like you have to.
Yeah.
Restore that. Yeah.
That's so good, and the whole point of this conversation I love is forgiveness, obviously, as we've covered. But there's another aspect of forgiveness that I just want to talk about. And there's so much to say about this one. Thankfully, we have another time to speak on it as well. But I want to talk about true freedom, because freedom and forgiveness are actually directly correlated. Once you've experienced either being forgiven or forgiving, like the amount of freedom you feel is amazing. So I want to ask you too, have you ever experienced freedom from forgiving and asking forgiveness? Let's focus on the freedom part. Like how, well, do you guys have anything to say about that?
I would say there's a verse that says like, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in the gospel, like, if you've ever like read Pilgrim's Progress, like he like has this weight on him of like all the things he's done, and he lays that at the cross, and he doesn't have to carry that anymore. So I think there is like this weight that is lifted. Beautiful. When you get saved, which is great. But through relationships, I feel like I've definitely experienced through like friends I've had for a really long time that have like been with me through like all of the stages of life. Like sometimes I just sit back for a minute. I'm like, wow, I'm so grateful that like, even though you, like you saw me through like all of these things, like we're still friends. Like sometimes that's just baffling to me. I'm like, wow, like that you would choose to be a friend to me, even though like we've been through so much that you've seen like so many like
aspects.
some phases that I would like to not go back to, that they're still friends. I just, it points me back to the Lord, and I'm just really grateful for that.
I love that. Yeah. Experiencing freedom, forgiveness, freedom in forgiveness. It's so true. It's just, it releases you. It releases you from all the negative emotions that you're feeling towards somebody when you forgive someone. It releases you from holding a grudge. It releases you from bitterness. And so I want to ask both of you real quick, what is one thing you would leave for our lovely audience about freedom and forgiveness?
I would say, like, zoom out, like we said. And it always goes back to the Lord. So, I mean, when we look at the cross, like we were saying, like, all that Jesus went through to forgive us, if we rest in that and believe that and try to go out in a way that is, like, responding to that and reflective of that, I think that that will truly help us to be like him, whether that's forgiving or being forgiven. So yeah, I would just say always go back to the Bible.
I love that. Imani?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Oh, of course, absolutely. I was saying, what's one thing you would leave with our audience about forgiveness and freedom?
That it's free.
That's good.
That for real. It doesn't cost us anything, and that it's more of a, it's better. It makes us feel better. You know, there's a freedom to it, and there's such an angst and grudge you feel when you don't forgive someone that can weigh on you for a long time. Like, you know, when I look back on situations that it took me forever to forgive someone for, like, it felt so freeing to just to say something and to just forgive and let that go and let that off me, because it's a freeing. It's like when you have makeup on and you wipe it off and you're like, my face feels free. So free. And like, it's like that, like it's such a great feeling to feel.
Yeah.
And that it's free, and it helps us more at the end. And that even if it feels like, oh, I never want to forgive this person, I never want to talk to this person again, it's such a freeing sense to just to forgive and to just let it go and to have that freedom, because at the end of the day, whatever it was that made it to where you had to forgive and where you had to do that thing, that like, you can be set free from it. You don't have to keep remembering or like keep going back to it. Like it sets you free. You no longer have that like chain stuck to you.
Yeah.
Like you're free. You can go run and do whatever you want now. Like
I love that. That is so good, Imani.
Love that.
Oh, friends, forgiveness, it can be really hard, but at the end of the day, guys, forgiveness is freedom. Like it really is the weight that gets lifted off of us. The Father knew what he was doing when he told us to forgive others. It's not something he wants us to do out of obligation. It's not some rule in a rule book. There's a reason for it. Everything he says is for a reason. It's not because he's unkind. It's not because he wants us to suffer or be humiliated or XYZ fill in the blank. It's because he loves us and he designed us and he actually knows how we're supposed to operate. So by telling us to forgive others, he's telling us, he's showing us how to operate and how we're originally supposed to, which is in freedom. So yeah, forgiveness and freedom. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our third episode in our temptation series. Our goal in forgiving and seeking forgiveness is to see you experience true freedom. And we are so thankful you joined us today. Just remember our scripture, Colossians 3, 12 through 13. Remember that the Father forgave us and that we also get the opportunity to forgive others. Because at the end of the day, it's an opportunity. It's not a have to. It's not a rule. It's actually a gift. Forgiveness is actually a gift. So thank you for joining us. Imani, will you pray us out?
Mm-hmm.